We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYSR.org.
Living this way ain't a natural thing to do. Why was I born to love you? Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry.
There I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I am doing absolutely amazing because you know what today is?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I know. I think I know.
Okay.
Today is...
Come on.
It's starting to roll. It just rolls off the tongue. Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Today.
Yes.
It's May.
Today it is officially May, which means it is officially Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And I am so excited that this year here in Memphis, we have a month-long celebration honoring the month. And I'm so excited to kick off the month here with you.
Well, you said what it is, but you didn't say who you are. You didn't say who I am.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, let's get into the introduction.
Let's get into that.
This is Let's Grab Coffee on WYXR 91.7 FM. I'm Sanaa Laybourn, and I have the absolute honor of being joined today by none other than Jared J.B. Boyd.
I don't think that they would want another running around. You know, I think that a lot of people are thankful that there is no other like me, because
it would be too much. One is enough.
It would be one is more than enough.
I love it. Well, you know, normally here on Let's Grab Coffee, I'm in the interviewer's seats and bringing you in-depth interviews with experts from across the country who are investigating our most pressing social issues and common curiosities. But today we have a very, very special show because I'm turning the interviewing role over to JB, and we're going to talk about AAPI Heritage Month Memphis.
I'm excited to talk about it because, you know, I'm learning a lot every time we cross paths. You drop another little nugget on me.
Yeah.
About it. And I know you've been excited about it for several months. And WYXR is very excited to support it. And a lot of other fantastic sponsors are in your corner to make sure that this thing is going off without a hitch. Mm-hmm. But, you know, first, let me just give me an overview. I mean, what does the month mean? Before we talk about how the month is celebrated in Memphis and with your leadership, I mean, what does this month, where did it come from? What does it mean? Because I know about Black History Month. I know about Women's History Month. I know about Black Music Month. I know that every few months, it seems like my mother says it's Margarita Day on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I know best Siblings Day, Best Friend Day, Happy
Day
Doggy Day. But President's Day, I mean, how does this month-long celebration stand out from all those others?
So that's such a great question because, you know, I think a lot of people aren't even aware that May is a National Heritage Month, and obviously here honoring Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. And it became an official month-long celebration in 1992.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But of course, as you can imagine, several years before, we had some great efforts by senators and representatives to get a month and a week celebrating Asian American Pacific Islanders. So the first week was instituted in the late 70s. And then we see in the 90s, then President George H.W. Bush saying that the month of May is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And so that's just a little bit of the history, but the month of May is acknowledged as the Heritage Month. Thinking about when we know of the first documented arrival of Asian immigrants to the U.S., but then also May was when the Transcontinental Railroad was completed, and a lot of Chinese immigrants helped to make that possible.
I like how you don't just say May, you say that month of May.
Month of May.
Because, you know, I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Hey!
And when it's cold outside, I got the
month of May.
Come on
and
now.
Here
so
we
that's
are.
Why that's a special month. That's a special month. Y'all got a good month.
We got a good month.
Come on now. And it is a beautiful day outside. Can you tell me a bit about just your own personal heritage and how you've explored it through, I'm sure, just living and breathing, but also academia and research and connecting communities?
Yes. So I am Korean American. I was born in Korea and then moved to the U.S. when I was just a toddler. And so that is a common story, right? Immigration is a big part of Asian American history. And so for me, being Korean American and growing up here in Memphis, I'll be honest, I wasn't really connected to a strong Asian American community here. And we can think about demographically why that might be the case. So when I was growing up in Memphis, the Asian American population was less than 1%, even
wow.
though we have over 150-year history of Asian Americans being here in our community. We've been small in numbers. And so I always was very curious about, you know, what is my community? Where is my community? We weren't very visible in the city of Memphis, but yet we've been here again over 150-year history. And so it wasn't until I moved to the D.C. area for graduate school where I really got exposed to a very visible Asian American community. And, you know, we talk about representation a lot. We talk about the importance of that. And it was a very different experience for me to be in an area where there was a visible Asian American community. And I have to tell you, it feels really good to see yourself represented in the places that you call home. And so when I got the opportunity to be back here in Memphis, I knew I wanted to raise the visibility of our Asian American community, not just for Asian Americans in the city, but for all Memphians, because we have to know who we are in order to really be that strong community and in order to create a future for all of us.
Well, you know, you say you didn't have much of an outlet to explore your heritage growing up. Did you have any? I mean, were there any isolated isolated occasions to do so? I mean, what were there any opportunities?
There weren't really that many opportunities. You know, I grew up in Raleigh, and I can really tell you the number of Asian Americans that I remember seeing. So thinking about some of my classmates, but there wasn't a kind of centralized location other than, I will say, of course, churches, right? Churches are have always served as a great community space and organizing space for a lot of variety of different communities. And so that's the same here. So we do have a long tradition of different Asian ethnic churches. But for me, since I wasn't part of those churches, I didn't really get to experience that part of the community growing up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I look forward to digging in a little bit more into not only your story, but also this month. I know there's a lot of exciting things going on, but listen, this is it. This is Let's Grab Coffee.
Yes.
So we got to pause for that call.
Yeah, let's
get
gotta
grab that coffee. We got to take a sip and never trip. WYXR.org, Let's Grab Coffee. Sanaa is here, JB is here, yes. And May is here, the month of May.
All right.
Goodness gracious, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Sunsets in my bedroom.
That's in my bedroom.
in my bedroom. I got a bedroom, and it's a red eye when the sun sets in my bedroom. Feels like I'm inside of the world. It feels like I'm inside my eyelids. I'm gonna be anyway, but yeah, I don't want to be anyway, but yeah, I got a red room, it is a red heart when the sun sets in my bedroom. I got a red room, it is a red heart when the sun sets in my bedroom.
Good to me.
Yeah.
We're back at it on Let's Grab Coffee.
Yes, Let's Grab Coffee here on WYXR. Oh, it is feeling really good because here we are in May, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and we're kicking off this month-long of events here with our supporters on WYXR. If you haven't gotten a chance, definitely want you to go check out AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. That's AAPI Heritage Month Memphis.com, and you'll see a list of events throughout the month celebrating our local Asian American communities.
We have some other sponsors for the events this month, right?
Yes, we have a great lineup of local but also national support. I have to say a big thank you to Ink and Kimchi. Ink and Kimchi, there we go. That coffee, look. Waiting for it to kick in. But Ink and Kimchi has created the beautiful graphics that you've seen maybe on our Instagram page, Facebook page, and of course on the website. Of course, we have to thank our good friends at Good Fortune. We're having a happy hour next Tuesday on May 9th. Definitely grab your tickets for that.
They got some tasty food.
Absolutely.
Up there.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited. A big thank you to the Very Asian Foundation. They have the May Book Project, and what they do is they donate books to libraries to help them diversify their libraries and get books in there with Asian American characters. And it's a great resource for teachers. You can look and see that they have the reading list broken down by different age groups, and so they're going to be donating books to Brewster Elementary School, and I think that's just so phenomenal.
Do they have a large Asian American population there?
You know, we don't have a large Asian American population really at any of our schools because our Asian American population is so small here in the city. But, you know, I think a couple things are great about seeing books both where you're represented, but also where we see other folks represented, because it broadens your understanding of the world around you. It helps go ahead and foster those connections. And what we do know is having that exposure to folks of different races and ethnicities really lays a foundation. So even if you don't have the opportunity to really make friends with folks who are maybe of a different race or a different ethnicity because of proximity, because of context, as you grow older, when those opportunities become available to you, then you actually will take them. And so that early exposure through reading in particular is really crucial. So I'm very excited about being able to partner with them. And then speaking of other good partners throughout the city, we have Inkwell, one of my favorite cocktail bars in the city. We have Philip Ashley Chocolates, who will be doing a special Asian American and Pacific Islander collection, which you'll be able to sample at the art show, which really? Is Thursday, May 18th at right the now. Museum of Science and History, aka the Pink Palace. And I also have to say a big thank you to the Lynn and Henry Turley Center, Turley Memphis Center, as well as the Bonner Center for Community Engagement at Rhodes College, the Chinese Historical Society, KQ Communications, Comeback Coffee, and Lifestyle Screen Printing. Definitely big thank yous. And also to the National Civil Rights Museum's Unpacking Racism for Action Advanced Edition, who we're hosting a documentary screening of Nailed It, which is a documentary that tells a history of Vietnamese nail salon owners. And, you know, I'm sure a question that folks often have, if you go get your nails done, a lot of the nail salons are Asian owned. And you might be wondering, okay, what's up with that? And this documentary tells that story and also tells a little bit about some nail art. So I think something that a question that a lot of people have, but also very accessible to folks. So that will be at the National Civil Rights Museum on Wednesday, May 10th. We'll have a documentary screening. We'll have a pre-reception. We'll have a conversation. And I'm super excited for that and can't wait to see folks there. But as you can tell, this month would not be possible without all of our sponsors. And of course, WYXR being a great sponsor of the month as well.
Well, you're a fantastic host, so we definitely want to support you and your endeavors, but also we want to support your community. I mean, yeah, whether or not that we have the opportunity to have you here weekly as a host, this initiative would be important to us. And if there wasn't one like it, we would hope that we would be able to be involved in helping to support it and be behind it. So,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting to me that you say, you know, that there isn't a large Asian American and Pacific Islander population in Memphis at all, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask, is how's that community grown since mm-hmm. since your childhood growing up here, should I feel some despair that it hasn't?
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned, when I was growing up here in Memphis, the Asian American population was a little under 1%, and now we're at a little under 2%, so almost doubled, which is phenomenal when you think about it. So our community is definitely growing. I mentioned that we have over 150-year history here in Memphis, and that is our Chinese American community. But then we also see different waves of immigration over time. So in the 1950s, we see Indian Americans calling Memphis home. In the 1960s, we see Korean Americans immigrating and calling Memphis home. And then in the 1970s, we see Vietnamese immigrating and calling Memphis home as well. And of course, some of those immigration waves are due to different wars and different conflicts around the world. And then some are also just mirroring general immigration patterns when we think about when Asian immigration actually reopened to the U.S. And so we're a slow-growing population here in Memphis, but definitely a strong community, even though we might be small in numbers.
Well, I would say strong, because, you know, maybe I will consider myself privileged that I feel like I've known Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders mostly all of my life, from elementary school to middle mm-hmm. school, but, you know, those were probably uncharacteristically diverse environments that mm-hmm. I was in. But I've always admired so many of my colleagues, and truly, you know, count myself to be extremely lucky to be a friend of yours.
Yes. Oh, I feel lucky that we are friends. So I'm just as excited as you are to call you a friend, and also to have all of your support during this Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Well, it sounds like we gave everyone, just by looking through the sponsor list, you know, a good overview of how the week may look.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to jump in, get involved, there's a film screen, there's chocolates going on, there's cocktails. You know, we're doing this now right here today. What are some other highlights that maybe you didn't touch on that you're excited about, or you know, if you know, we already kind of, we didn't give them a chronological experience, but mm-hmm. Where can they go to mark the calendars and make sure that they're going to be in the right place at the right time?
Yeah, well, you definitely have to go check out the website, because it has a full rundown of events. So that's AAPI HeritageMonthMemphis.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. So then you get the full rundown of events. You can go ahead and add those to your calendar. And I have to tell you, something that I'm so excited about is the art show. So I mentioned that it's on Thursday, May 18th. It's one night only. So look, you got to get there Thursday, May 18th. Museum of Science and History, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you know what? Let me just go ahead and drop an exclusive on our WYXR family, because just this morning I was chatting with our good friends Google, and they're coming on board to sponsor the art show. You know, Google is here in Tennessee, and so this is such a great partnership. And the art show, one reason why you cannot miss it and why I'm so excited about it is because we have artists that are either from Memphis or have roots in Memphis that will be displaying their artwork. The show is Asian American in the South. And again, thinking about representation, I think folks can have a misunderstanding of what Asian American art is, right? Or maybe have a limited understanding. So this will show a range of different types of artwork by different Asian American artists. And so I'm so excited to have this for our community. I think it's going to be a really fun time. And I mentioned that we'll have that special Philip Ashley chocolate collection in honor of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month as well. And so, you know, Philip Ashley's chocolates look like a piece of art. And so I thought this was a great collaboration at the art show to have some Asian American inspired chocolate flavors. And I can't wait. And then we'll also have some great drinks. The bar is sponsored by Inkwell. And so it's just going to be a really fun time. And this one, I think, is going to be very, very special. So you definitely don't want to miss this event.
Got some chocolates, got some cocktail. I'm going to set some calories aside for this event.
Calories don't count in May. Just come on out.
Come on now. The month of May coming through once again.
All right.
Well, I, you know, some people outside waving and taking pictures. I hope ain't nobody finna serve with no papers or nothing like that. But I'm going to go outside and mingle with them, and they want to hear it, so I'm going to turn this on outside so they can get this good information, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're talking Let's Grab Coffee, and we're talking about AAPI Heritage Month, Memphis.com, and all the wonderful events.
Yes.
Thank you.
I caught you getting adjusted.
I know. I almost took myself out with these headphones. I was too much in the groove.
As long as you ain't cuss, it's cool with me. That was fun. I enjoyed that track. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I think it's the perfect soundtrack for this Monday because I'm feeling really good.
Well, a lot of people, you know, they're not loving the house music. But I enjoy it.
Me too.
And it's such a multicultural conversation.
Absolutely.
That was the young lady, Yeji.
Ooh.
And she's South Korean, but she grew up between New York and Atlanta.
Okay.
And then she went to South Korea and stayed there for a little while, too.
Come on.
Yeah, so I said, I'm going to have to pull one out of my bag of tricks now because I ain't got enough time to prepare. But, maybe later on this month I can give you a whole mix of,
of artists that I found
who were celebrating AAPI Heritage Month. I feel like that sounds like North Carolina. Come on and raise up.
I saw it was in your spirit. We were about to uh-oh.
Yeah, that ain't no uh-oh. That's a uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Look, I love it. I can't. Yeah, put us a mix together for this May. Look at that. Now we got you on the record.
Come on now for the month of May.
For the month of May, we're talking about AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. I am so excited to celebrate this month here in my hometown. Mm. You know, I don't recall a whole month full of events celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So it is such an honor to be able to organize this month of events and, you know, get together with community partners and put together just a lot of fun things for us to celebrate one another, get to know one another. And that's what it's all about. Just celebration, coming together as a community, coming together as Memphians and enjoying this beautiful month of May. And I'm just so excited that WYXR is a supporter of the month because I think it really speaks to the importance of all of us, again, supporting one another, showing up for one another. And that's what community is all about.
That's what community is all about. Was this difficult to put together this celebration? It seemed like you got a lot of people who are on board, who are rocking and rolling. You were at the mayoral candidate conversation over the weekend.
Commit
at
to
the
Memphis.
Table.
Yes.
You know, what has this experience been like just to get people in Memphis just to know that this is on their radar, that this is something they should be pumped up and fired up about?
Yeah, you know, it has been just a dream putting these events together. And you know, if you go to the website, AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com, you'll see the list of supporters. And I think that really speaks to, again, just the love from the community. And it's kind of like this. Once you put things in motion, people are more than happy to come along and partner. And I think a lot of folks were really excited. I have to say so many thanks to Sarah Kai, co-owner of Good Fortune, who immediately was like, yes, we want to do something, right? And that was the response from all of the community partners, where they were like, yes, let's do something. And you know, sometimes it just takes one person to get that ball rolling. And then once you do, hey, here we are in May with a whole month full of events. And you know, JB, I think what you might be super excited about and what we just announced this morning with Edible Memphis, we have a Hungry Tiger food tour.
Come on now.
Yeah, so throughout the month of May, we'll be grabbing lunch at locally owned Asian restaurants. Wow. And you know, I love to eat. So this was an absolute yes from us, from Edible Memphis. I thought it was just the perfect collaboration because who doesn't need an excuse to eat some good food and maybe go to some of your favorites or even try some new places? And we'll be hitting up spots throughout the city. So from downtown all the way out to Germantown. So we're all over the place in a good way. And I hope to see folks come grab lunch with me.
See, I said I was going to be good. Now, I said I was going to be good in the month of May. And now you got me wanting some, what's that stuff I love so much?
Ooh, what do you like?
That sticky rice mango.
Ooh, come on, mango sticky rice. Yeah, you know the good stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
I just told you that calories don't count in May, so don't even worry about it because you're going to have some good food. You're going to make some new friends. We're going to be supporting locally owned restaurants. So, I mean, Memphis, come on. I'm
absolutely
loving this.
Absolutely. So, you know, through your life, through your work, through your ability to just be a social butterfly and a connector of people, I mean, how have you compensated for that lack of opportunity to see yourself in Memphis, in programming, And you know, I know that your research deals a lot with some really prescient details that are important to heritage as we speak about identity. I mean, could you walk me through what that journey of realization was for you, considering the fact that you felt that there was a lack of opportunity to see yourself in growing up in Memphis?
Yeah, so, you know, something I like to say is it's hard to have a group identity as an individual, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're the only one and you don't really see yourself represented, it's hard to develop that group identity, and in this case, as Asian American, right? And so for me, you know, honestly, for a long time, I was like, I know that I'm Asian. I don't really know what that means, right? Because like I said, I didn't have a very robust Asian American community. And, you know, I'm adopted. So that definitely also added a layer onto that as well. And so for me, you know, I spent a lot of my time with just other community members, right? With folks in my neighborhood, folks at my school. So I'm thinking about my Black classmates, my white classmates. And of course, Memphis, our history, we are a very Black and white city, thinking about demographically the history of our city. And even currently, when we think about the largest racial and ethnic groups in our city. And so I spent a lot of my time, you know, with my friends of different races. And I think that has been such the strong foundation that I've had in thinking about, okay, well, how do I also create community among other Asian Americans? And so for me, a lot of it has been searching out other Asian Americans, getting involved in the Asian American community. Again, particularly, like I said, when I moved to DC, because that visibility, so it's pretty easy to get connected. And then moving back here into Memphis, thinking about, okay, how can I keep that same feeling of community and that same connection happening both with Asian Americans in the city, but also, again, with my Black friends, my white friends, and really bringing us all together. And I think that's what you see as the culmination of this month of events. Because, yes, we are celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, but with our community members. And I mean all of us as Memphians.
You know, a year or so ago, maybe even 2 years ago, there was a lot in the headlines about stopping Asian hate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like components of celebrations like this can directly respond to some of those even more dire, you know, in some cases violent attitudes that are out in the community? You know, in the midst of having fun, I know that there are some really serious things to face, to mediate, to just come to terms with. And how does this program address some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that you asked that, because, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, a couple years ago with the Atlanta spa shootings, which did in Atlanta, that did target Asian owned and operated spas, and that feeling, particularly here in Memphis, of that communal grieving. And we definitely had a lot of Asian American organizations create that space for folks to get together, to grieve, and to stand united as a community, again, not just the Asian American community, but as our Memphis community. And I think that's so important. And I also think beyond that, it's important, again, for us to connect with one another, right? And so having those connections that are more social and casual, like at a happy hour, like we're having at Good Fortune, or a movie screening, like we're doing at Comeback Coffee. And I think having those everyday interactions helps us get to know one another, strengthen those connections. Because when we think about anti-Asian hate, which has a very, very long history here in the United States, it's always been about that fear of the other, that fear of the unknown. And so with this month of events, I wanted to help us to get to know one another and start to break down some of those barriers, start to break down some of those stereotypes. And we can't do that if we don't actually know one another.
Well, here's, you know, mentioning stereotypes, you know, can we talk about microaggressions?
Because yeah, I feel we like, can talk about it.
You know, I feel like some people don't even realize, you know, if they think that a stereotype is positive, the amount of ignorance and pressure and just residual conflict that comes sometimes from even a stereotype that you might consider as positive, one who might not be necessarily thinking around all mm-hmm. the, all the way around what they're describing. And you know, I think that I've noticed a lot of that in your community. If you could speak, if you feel comfortable speaking.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm very comfortable. Let's talk about it.
Let's grab coffee. Now we're on WYXR.
All right, let's grab coffee. Let's talk about it. And you know, as you know, a lot of my work that I do as a professor in the sociology department at the University of Memphis is around race and racism. And so I love that you asked this question about microaggressions. So in that idea of a quote-unquote positive stereotype. So for me, when I think about it, I don't think there's any such thing as a positive stereotype, because at its core, a stereotype is stripping someone of their full humanity. It's saying we only see you as this kind of one piece of who we assume that you are and who we are saying that you are. So already it's stopping us from actually getting to know one another. When we think about Asian Americans, and I think this is what you're alluding to, that model minority racialization, that Asian Americans are smart, are hard working, and that they're successful. And you know, the big problem with this is not only because it strips Asian Americans of their humanity, but we know over time that what that model minority racialization has been used to do is to actually put ethnic and racial minority groups against each other. And so what we've seen is this idea that Asian Americans are quote unquote so smart and quote unquote so hardworking. And we've seen the power structure use that to weaponize that against other racial and ethnic minorities to say, why can't you be more like Asian Americans, right? And so I think it's extremely harmful. And so for me, again, I don't think that any stereotype is positive, because again, we're minimizing people's full range of the human experience to this one little piece.
Right.
So,
well, you know, and I wonder, you know, and I don't want to harp on this too much now, because we're going to run out of time and we're going to have to get into this month, into this sunshine. So it's the month of May. But, you know, let's say for me as a Black American, you know, someone might assume that I'm athletic, or that mm-hmm. I can dance, or that, you know, I'm into hip hop, or, you know, that I'm good at a certain list of skills. And the amount of insecurity that could breed in someone who may not feel that about themselves and mm-hmm. may not feel like they're able to fit into that when others around them expect that of them, or others around them are living up to that model. Mm-hmm. I mean, could you speak at all to how they could be negative in that way as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because then you're saying that if you have this stereotype that folks of your race or ethnicity are one way and then you're not that way, then what does that mean for you, right? So if we have this idea that all Asian Americans are smart or good at math, right, which is a common stereotype, well, what if I'm not good at math? Then am I now less Asian? Is the only way that you can see me as Asian American is if I'm good at math? Right. And then right. It becomes very limiting, because let me tell you, you talked about microaggressions. You know, I'm Asian American. People see me through that lens. People see me through that those stereotypes that they have of me, and they're going to approach me in that way. I was just thinking about actually just last week, I had somebody come up to me and ask me, what are you? Mm. I'm like, okay. Is this how we're about to lead into May, with this nice little piece of interpersonal racism, with someone asking me, what are you?
What am I?
Yes. And so when we think about, again, what people, the ideas, the images that people are pulling from media, and then applying it to you, whether for better or worse.
So let's talk about something happy, if we may.
Yeah, let's talk about something happy.
Speaking of May, month of May, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. First of all, can we unpack that? I mean, the two separate terms, because I want to make sure that we're giving it up for the Pacific Islanders in the house.
Yes.
So what are we dealing with when we speak of the difference between the two?
Yeah. So, you know, there is a lot of debate about even this term Asian American, because here we are talking about dozens of different Asian ethnic groups who, let me be honest, haven't always thought of themselves as a united group, right? A united racial group, but have very much thought about their maybe national origins, ancestral origins, or specific ethnic groups. So first, just a little bit about the history of the term Asian American, which came out of the 1960s and was used as a pan-ethnic label of political power, right? Very intentionally created in order to unite Asian ethnic groups under this umbrella, again, to have this larger base to fight for social justice. Very much, again, born out of the student activism of the 1960s, born out of Black civil rights movements of the 1960s. And so that's where the term comes from. So that's one piece of it. But of course, the Asian American experience is very vast. So that's where we get this Asian American and Pacific Islanders to underscore that the Pacific Islander experience is also very unique. Folks often refer to the month as well as Asian American, Pacific Islander, and Native Hawaiian Heritage Month, again, to kind of identify that that Asian American experience is not a monolith, right? There's not one singular experience, and there are specific histories and cultures of different Asian ethnic communities, but also specific to Pacific Islanders and also specific to Native Hawaiians as well.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Have you traveled to Asia?
I have.
Where have you been in Asia?
Well, of course, you know, I've had to go back home to Korea.
Okay.
So I've been to Korea a few times, and we'll actually head there this summer as well.
Wow. So what month is that going to be?
That's going to be in the month of July.
The month of July. All right, now, hold on. I might have to be a stowaway.
You want
to
come on?
Come on now. I'm going to hold on to the wing. Just bring me a little sleeping bag and go on. Wonderful, wonderful. So, I mean, where else is there anywhere else in Asia you would like to travel?
That's the only place in Asia that I've been is to Korea.
Is there anywhere else you would like to go?
I would like to go everywhere.
Okay.
Just everywhere.
Somewhere everywhere.
Just, yeah.
I ain't mad at that, not one bit. But you're going to bring some everywhere here to Memphis with this celebration.
Absolutely. We are going everywhere in Memphis with this celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And, you know, one big way that we're going to do that is through this food tour, because we're going to be able to go to restaurants that really represent the Asian American groups that are here. So I'm thinking about Indian American community, Korean American community, Japanese American community, Vietnamese American community. And of course, we have a strong Filipino American community here as well. And we do have Pacific Islanders here as part of our Memphis community also. So I'm just very excited to be able to interact with all of the Memphians across a variety of Asian American ethnic groups. But again, the month is not just for our Asian American community members. It is for our entire Memphis community. So I'm excited to see everyone come on out and have some fun in this month of May.
I think that everybody's excited because my phone is just going crazy. They read it for you. They read
it. Yes.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, come on.
Have you been to the Bells Museum downtown?
I have been to the Bells Museum downtown.
It's a beautiful collection.
It is a beautiful collection. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what else? The Brooks Museum right now has a special exhibit featuring Tommy Ka's artwork.
Yeah, he is fantastic.
He is amazing. And oh my goodness, he's been everywhere this year. And so definitely go to the Brooks Museum, see that exhibit. It's right in the rotunda. Mm-hmm. Tommy Ka is also part of our art show for AAPI Heritage Month, that Asian American in the South show at the Museum of Science and History. And that's Thursday, May 18th. So we have a lot of great representation this month, a lot of art, right? That's a big piece of it. And so I'm just so excited to see people at every single event.
And you did a great interview with Tommy Ka on WYXR.
Yes.
That was some months ago. That was fantastic. Well, listen, I'm just super, super thrilled. I think we'll play a little bit more music and then we'll sign off and let that marinate on their minds. They got a lot of information today already. I mean, it's just been rolling, rolling, rolling. But you are just a wealth of knowledge and an exciting and leader and correspondent that just brings people in and engaging. And so we're just really, truly proud of you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm just so happy that WYXR is a supporter of the month. Such an important radio station, community member here in the city. And I'm just so happy to have you all as part of AAPI Heritage Month Memphis.
Absolutely. We're going to learn a little bit more about it when we come back.
Thank you.
Thanks to LJ for calling in. LJ left us a good grip of messages.
Yes, he did.
And was excited on today.
Yes. I mean, you got to be excited today. May 1st.
It's the month of May. Wake up.
It is indeed the first of the month, and we're talking about Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Memphis. Don't worry about them bills. Worry about what we got going on this month.
Hold on now. Don't tell them. Don't have them sitting outside on the curb now.
Okay. Worry about those bills, but also, because we can multitask, also get those, save those dates in your calendar for all of the fantastic events we have for AAPI Heritage Month, and you can check out that full lineup at AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com and on Instagram and Facebook, we're AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. JB, tell me.
Yes.
What event are you most excited about for this month? When am I going to see you again?
Well, you know, I'm always, you know, just what Michael Jackson said, just look over your shoulder, honey, and I'll be there. Listen, you know, you ain't got to look too far to find me, because I'm gonna be catching a lot of these events, but I'm for sure trying to see this film screening.
Yes, Everything Everywhere All at Once, the award-winning, history-making.
Yes.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
We got some big fans of that film and around the station. I've been waiting for the right opportunity to see it, and here we go.
Oh, it's going to be fun. This is going to be at Comeback Coffee. You know, that's one of my favorite coffee shops. I don't want to say my absolute favorite, but maybe it is. Y'all know if y'all follow me on Instagram, I'm there all the time.
I ain't caught you up in there, because no. I'm in there all the time, too. Uh-oh. We must be on different schedules.
Okay. But you can catch me at the same time, look, on Friday, May 26th. We will be screening Everything Everywhere All at Once at Comeback Coffee, 6:30 p.m. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Now, that's the name of the movie now. Don't be looking up in the sky. For the screen.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Well, I've just learned so much today. It's been such a pleasure. Thanks for allowing me to be here with you on today.
Of course. You know, everybody says we make a great team, so I had to have you on the show.
Listen, this two almost right back to back. So I'm really doing good.
Give the people what they want.
Got to. All right. Y'all have a happy Monday. Happy beautiful launch into May. And this is Let's Grab Coffee. And we'll see you later.